Herman Melville, Henry David Thoreau, Oliver Wendell Holmes, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, and Nathaniel Hawthorne. What do these five men have in common other than being well known for putting pen to paper? They all spent time in Pittsfield, Massachusetts in the mid-19th century.
We started this project by looking at Pittsfield through a lens of historic preservation, and our specific interest was in the stories that exist in Pittsfield, which are maybe not physically legible anymore in the city fabric.
Tessa Kelly, who's also from Pittsfield, is working with fellow architect Chris Parkinson to build five writing studios to be placed throughout the city this summer. The mock-ups are on display at the Liechtenstein Center in Pittsfield through November and by appointment in December.
We are hoping to use the studios to mark the positions from which the original five writers were writing about Pittsfield.
Studios dedicated to Hawthorne and Melville will be placed near Melville's Arrowhead home, where Hawthorne used to visit. It now houses the Berkshire Historical Society. Longfellow's will go near Pittsfield High School, where the writer used to live. Canoe Meadows on Holmes Road will, as you guessed it, welcome that author's studio. And since he wrote about his travels from the top of Mount Greylock to Pittsfield, Thoreau's studio will go either on the banks of Pontusic Lake or near the historic Springside House, areas he would have passed on his way to the city. The architects used the writer's work to inspire each studio's design. For Longfellow, they looked at his poem, The Old Clock on the Stairs, written at the house on East Street, according to Kelly.
The design for the Longfellow studio is actually a large inhabitable staircase, so each stair tread is a place where the writer in residence could actually stop and sit and do some writing, but the staircase also functions as a keeper of time. So through the columns that sort of mark the rhythm of the stair treads and also the overhang of the roof on the studio, we're hoping to use the passage of sun throughout the sky during the day such that it will illuminate an additional tread with each hour of the day that has passed.
The plan is to have five literary enthusiasts spend the summer in Pittsfield writing in their respective studios during the day while staying at the Hotel on North, in a sense recreating the literary network that existed in the mid-19th century. The exhibit itself is called Mastheads, taken from Melville's Moby Dick, according to Parkinson.
Melville describes the masthead as both a place of isolation and introspection, so you climb to an elevated vantage point and look out towards where the ship is headed and where it's been, but you also have an opportunity to be isolated from the rest of the ship and reflect inward. So we see these studios as operating in a similar way, but instead of the ship, we have the city.
The project is being supported by a $75,000 National Endowment for the Arts grant, but the city of Pittsfield and the architects are looking to raise $100,000 to complete the effort. Information on how to donate can be found at wamc.org. After this summer, it's expected that the studios will be dismantled and placed elsewhere in the region, welcoming a new network of writers in following years.
There's a great quote from John Ruskin that he says, "There are two things that conquer the forgetfulness of men, poetry and architecture."
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.